Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Your reputation is what people think of you. Your character is what God knows you to be. The mental and moral qualities that are distinctive to an individual. Someone once said that you can easily judge the character of a person by how he or she treats those who can do nothing for him, how he treats those who are not in a position to retaliate or reciprocate. In recent years, society has gone soft on demanding integrity. By default, we have adopted a pragmatic, get-the-job-done mentality. But the tens of thousands of women have become victims, many of whom have been reluctant to raise their voice and say, "He violated my trust and took advantage of me." While integrity is the very bedrock of a society, our thinking has grown fuzzy over the importance of the issue. Believe it or not, in my file is an article about a certain city where the city council made a decision to legalize prostitution and to guarantee that only girls of good character would work. The ordinance demanded that the girls would be licensed by the city only upon satisfactory proof that the applicant is of good character. Integrity is moral and spiritual uprightness. It's a personal choice that one makes, a decision to hold himself or herself to an ethical standard, regardless of the consequences. Our English word integrity evolved from a Latin adjective, integer, meaning whole or complete. In this context, integrity is the inner sense of wholeness deriving from qualities such as honesty and consistent character. As such, one may judge that others have integrity to the extent that they act and practice the values they feel are important. When General William Dean was a prisoner of war for 3 years during the Korean conflict, he was allowed to write one letter home. To his son, he wrote, quote, "Bill, remember that integrity is the most important thing of all. Let it be your aim." Integrity is not measured in percentages, as the percentage of free throws that someone makes in a basketball game or a pitcher makes in putting baseballs in the strike zone. You never hear a broadcaster speaking of someone saying, "Well, this man has 73% integrity." Either you have it or you don't. A husband is not 50% faithful to the vows he makes at a marriage altar. Either he is faithful or he is not, and anything less than absolute fidelity is a prelude to a broken home. Wrapping up today's commentary, may I ask you to respond to a few questions of practical importance? Question 1. Would you allow a surgeon to operate on you if you knew he had cheated his way through med school? Question 2. Would you invest your money with a stockbroker who had been convicted of fraud? Question 3. Would you fly in an airplane that had only a 50% chance of landing safely? Why is character important? Issues of life and death are dependent upon the character and integrity of others. A surgeon told a new nurse to keep track of the number of sponges that were used in the course of an operation. He counted out 12. At the end of the procedure, he asked the nurse how many had she retrieved. 12, doctor, she replied. And then the surgeon moved his foot that had concealed another one on the floor. That was her last surgery with that doctor. There are times when integrity can be a life or death issue.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.